let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Ananta.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, if you believe the groundhog, some say that there's six more weeks of winter. Some say we're going to get an early spring. I guess it depends on where you are and how much you believe in groundhogs. But we still, either way, by the calendar, have a few more weeks of winter. So there's still some time to do some winter activities. So I thought it'd be fun to go through some of the wintertime activities that are still available if you've been housebound all winter. So
yeah, and you know, it's interesting because for us, you know, sometimes winter in Canada is something that we endure. Like we talk about, oh, minus 15 doesn't sound that bad, does it? And, you know, the snowfall totals and all that. Yeah. But, you know, people from all over the world come here for our winter. And it's not just one place. It's many places throughout our great land, and it can start, you know, right now, like in Alberta. You can go here. You could go to Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec City, up, you know, into the Yukon or the Northwest Territories. So there's lots of opportunities and different experiences you can enjoy. And what I like about this, and this is coming from where I'm spending my winter in Europe. I'm paying everything in euros, there's a big exchange rate when I look at my credit card bill. So there's that opportunity as well. So with, and you can see this in many places in Canada. And they seem to be really prevalent this past year. It's the Northern Lights. And, you know, there's something about heading to maybe, Whitehorse in the Yukon or the Northwest Territories and making a trip out of it. Long, dark skies, you know, the air is nice and fresh. And then you get to see this green and violet ribbons that are, you know, start moving overhead. And I think it would be quite surreal if you've never seen that before. And a full Arctic immersion, like you can actually stay in, because some places offer it, heated glass cabins or igloos or style stays, so you can watch the aurora from your bed, which I think would be kind of fun.
I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah, really funny. Like you don't have to move too far. In Inuvik, you can actually have another northern experience. And this is where you can witness a herd of roughly 3,000 reindeer moving across the tundra. And I think that would be neat. Yeah, it's remote. It reminds you of really how vast our country is. It kind of reminds me when I read that it's like the migration in Kenya and Tanzania where everybody goes to see the wildebeest move. Well, here you can see our reindeer move. So it's interesting the opportunity to see things in nature as well. But another thing we Canadians do better than anyone else is we do ice better. So like in Quebec City, you can spend a night at the Hotel de Glace. It's North America's only ice hotel. The walls, the sculptures, the bar, even the beds are carved from ice, but you're bundled in serious sleeping bags. And, then you can say, I slept in a frozen palace last night, kind of, which is neat. And I've seen this, but I have never done it. But it's quite popular and I think you would have to book early to make sure you are able to do that. And then as well in Manitoba, just outside of Winnipeg, you're going to find the world's largest snow maze. And it's built from over 500,000 pounds of snow. And it's pretty impressive. And it would be kind of fun to do, you know, where this is, you know, you're definitely going to be experiencing a prairie winter if we have 500 pounds of snow handy to make this maze. But it's cool to do. Another thing, that you can do is, and this is very popular, in Ottawa, you can actually, skate on the Rideau Canal, which turns into the world's largest natural, skating rink. It's almost 8 kilometers long. And then you know, you could have a fun experience like, skating past Parliament with you know, definitely a hot chocolate in hand. So it's a good, you know, the parliament buildings are quite impressive. So I think it would be fun to do that. But if you want to try something quieter, you can try ice fishing in a heated hut in Alberta. Maybe you enjoy sitting on a frozen lake just fishing for pike or and just being warm and cozy inside. Or you could try fat biking anywhere across the country. Like it's oversized tires and it powers you through the, like the snow covered trails, whether it's in a forest or whatever. But, it's quite neat. Not everything's about snow. On the West Coast in Tofino in winter, you can storm watch and it's like you're seeing these massive waves come in. But you're all entrenched in a very cozy lodge with fireplaces. It's just crashing surf instead of snow banks, which I think would be kind of fun. It's very famous for it.
I would love to do that. I'd love to go to Tofino for the storm watching.
Yeah, I think it would be neat. And so, you know, whether you're in Banff or Jasper, you've got ice climbing, skating, the frozen waterfalls and hot springs. You know, so just summarizing, like in a White Horse, you got the Northern Lights and sled dogs. Whistler, you've got skiing, snowmobiling, and fun night walks, as well as in Tofino, as we just said. Pretty wild, windswept coastal drama. So, you know, no matter where, a good escape from shoveling your driveway or layering up or pretending it's not coal and just enjoying our country in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, exactly. That's just probably the tip of the iceberg of all the activities you can find across the country. I think you can, in any community, at some point in winter and still what's left of winter, you can find activities going on. And sometimes, because they're weather dependent, you may not have enough snow or the ice hasn't frozen hard enough for you to skate on a lake or something like that. So it depends on that too. But still, and you're right about the dollar factor for Canadians. Obviously, we're using our own dollar. But for international visitors, many of them get a really good bargain for the Canadian dollar versus the euro or versus the U.S. dollar. So they can come and visit and get some good bargains. Have you done, like, there's a few things on this list. Dog sledding is one that I've done. It's a lot of fun. You can do that in Canmore, just about any province, I think, probably offers that. And I've also done the ice walks in Jasper through the canyon, the Maligne Canyon there. That is really cool. So there's a few things. Some things I probably wouldn't want to, like, I don't want to really stay at an ice hotel, you know. I like to be cozy and warm. It's all good. But each to their own. And then skating, like there's a lot of opportunities to skate. I think Lake Louise comes to mind. If you're visiting Lake Louise, usually the lake is frozen enough you can skate on there. They do their ice sculptures in the wintertime. So there's really, again, I go back to my point of no matter where you are in Canada, you can probably find a winter activity to enjoy that maybe for the first time if you're visiting Canada and enjoying the winter.
Right. And to speak to your point, I have been fortunate in Canmore to go dog sledding. And then they actually let you lead the, I don't know if that's the right word, let you be the musher or the person to say mush or whatever the word you're supposed to say. And they're very lovely. And they're treated very respectfully, the dogs. So we know we're not hurting them at all.
They're the stars of the show.
They are the stars of the show, and especially if you give them a treat, I think they'll love you forever. But so there's lots of things to do. I've done them. I've gone up to Lake Louise and saw those ice sculptures, and they're pretty impressive. As well as gone on the, you know, right in front of the Chateau, the Fairmont Hotel.
Yes.
Gone out and snowshoed on the lake, which is really fun as well. So. Wonderful opportunities to explore our own country. And again, you know, we can all grumble about winter, but we can also embrace it and make it go faster by doing something.
Exactly. Yes. Good point. And there's still a little bit of winter left. So Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X @OnantaForbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Always great to chat, Onanta.